Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP number 24. That's Highly Sensitive People Shir number 24. We're today going to talk about exercises and things that empaths could do to remove tension, to remove negative energy. That when you feel stress building, what you can do. One of those things is indeed exercise. Regular exercise is life-saving for empaths. It physically removes tension, physically removes negative energy, and it is very, very healthy. We're going to go through other strategies for empaths. The first strategy they do to help them cope is simply to ask yourself, when you're feeling a symptom or an emotion, is the symptom or emotion mine, or it's coming from somebody else? What is the tip-off? What is the sign that perhaps you are indeed absorbing someone else's energy? Is when you notice you experience a sudden change of mood. You know, when you change locations and so on and so forth. Or a physical state around the person suddenly changes. So if you didn't feel anxious before, or depressed before, or exhausted before, or sick before, and now you feel those types of feelings, then you can be assured that at least partially it's coming from someone else. Now, if that discomfort disappears when you're not near this person, you move away from that person and you feel better, then it's also probably not yours. Sometimes an emotion and symptom may belong to both yourself and that other person if it's a touchy subject for you. So for example, if you have unresolved anger towards your father, when other people around you have anger towards their fathers, you'll soak that up. So that's really a combination of your emotion and somebody else's emotion. Or if you're worried about becoming chronically ill, then you'll be susceptible in absorbing symptoms of chronic illness that others have. So in other words, empaths are more prone to take on emotional or physical pain that they haven't worked on in themselves. And the more you heal the issues that trigger you, the more likely you will absorb such symptoms from others. So that's one strategy. You ask yourself to discern whether the symptom or emotion is coming from yourself or from other people. Number two is you breathe. Deep breathing calms things down. It takes the negativity out of your body. You hold your breath and then you breathe. You breathe deeply. And she has a suggestion to say, as you're saying, doing this, return to, you know, when emotions come your way from others, like return to sender. Return to sender, return to sender. Which is very interesting. And that voice of saying that, she says, can command the discomfort out of your body. We could do it through tefillah, or Einoid Milvadri, or V'habiteap Hashem Chesed Yisrael Avenu. I like that one, because it says that someone who trusts Hashem, Chesed, kindness, Yisrael Avenu, will surround him, will be like a protective field around you. So I think, you know, for us that want to connect to Hashem as we're doing this, when you feel the negative energy from all these things around you, you realize, number one, Einoid Milvadri, Hashem is watching over you, and V'habiteap Hashem, if someone truly trusts in Hashem, Chesed Yisrael Avenu, kindness will encompass this person, surround this person, like a wall protecting you. So that's another imagery to basically image the fact that you trust Hashem and He is placing a protective wall of kindness around you to protect from the outside elements of toxic people or toxic behaviors and connect to the source, to Hashem. Another thing, obviously, is what if you can do this, is step away from what is disturbing you. Remove yourself at least 20 feet from the suspected source of the discomfort you are having and see if you see relief. Don't worry about offending strangers, right? If you're sitting in a doctor's office and you're not comfortable there, you have a certain vibe with a certain person, change seats. Even by a wedding, change your table. If you're sitting next to a noisy group in a restaurant, you don't have to stay there and be uncomfortable. Move or ask them for a more peaceful table. That's how you take care of yourself. Say lovingly no to certain energies. And one empath friend told her what he did at a noisy graduation party that he attended. He said, I had to leave for a while because the noise and crowd were too intense for me. Dinner hadn't yet been served, but my ears were ringing, so I was on edge. So I sat down in my car for an hour with my book of poetry, let the group of the celebration enjoy. They enjoyed the dinner and dancing. I told my friends I needed a break and rest, which they understood. At the end, they had fun at the party, and I had some quiet time to center myself before I returned. So empaths often find themselves in overwhelming social situations. So when that happens, make sure to take breaks and make sure to replenish yourself. Another strategy is limit physical contact. I just don't mean men to women and so on and so forth. Even men to men, women to women especially, sometimes it's too much. Because energy is transferred both through eyes and touch. So if you're uncomfortable with somebody, limit the eye contact with that person. Limit the touch with that person. Hold back hugs or holding hands. Because when you hug a loved one in distress, that often could benefit you both. So it's important to do so. But if it's too much, make the hug short. And love them from a distance. Okay, when it comes to marriage, it's not so simple because that is part of what the mitzvah is. Over there also, you need healthy, you and I, separate border type of things that we talked about. But obviously, the dynamic is different over there because the purpose is to connect this way. And when there is overwhelmingness, they really have to talk to each other about it. You could ask permission on a friend to hug them, and sometimes they will say they're not ready for it. Or a half hug, meaning a kind where you pat a person on the back or something like that. So be careful with that. Another thing empaths find very, very, very healing is water. Salt baths or pools. And it's a sanctuary or for a busy day. It washes away everything. It's like a spiritual imagery of washing away negative things or dirt. And so that is really a healthy thing for empaths, the water connection of it. Of course, this strategy that we're going to say now is almost nothing as important as this, that in order to survive and thrive, you have to set limits with people. If someone is draining, don't be a doormat. Control how much time you spend listening to a person. For example, if someone, even if you're trying to help that person, but they're draining you and you need your balance, you tell them more or less, we could only speak twice a week for 15 minutes per time. You limit it to that, or whatever it is. Control how much time you spend. No is a complete sentence. It's okay to tell somebody you can't do something. I'm sorry, but I'm not up for the party tonight. Or let's discuss this when you're calmer, because right now I can't tolerate you. I can't tolerate your yelling or your disagreement right now. I need to meditate and be quiet right now, or I don't want to talk more than a few minutes unless you want to discuss solutions. These type of communication, placing borders, these are not shutting down. Eventually you make it clear you will talk about it, but for now it avoids that overwhelmingness that some people experience. Sometimes in order to disconnect from an unhealthy person in an unhealthy state is to visualize that you're cutting a cord between you and this person. A cord of light extending from you to them, and you cut it. That doesn't mean you're severing the connection from that person. What it means is all the excess energy that they're carrying, that is what you're removing from the relationship between you and this person. And that's a very important thing. Another thing that's healthy is to plan alone time to regroup. Empaths need alone time to reconnect with their power. If you picked up on unwanted energy, be sure and make sure that some alone time is there in order to center yourself. For a few minutes or more than a few minutes, quiet everything down. No noise, no bright lights, no phone calls, no texts, no emails, no internet, no television, no conversations. What's fascinating is that we have that already. That is part of the great, great, great gift which we call the Great Holy Shabbos. Everyone can get there and do that. You tap, you zone out from these technological aspects, and ultimately the marriage will grow and everything will grow. And ultimately you'll have a calmness, and then you'll be able to move forward. You're being your own best friend, which is a way to nurture yourself. So it's very important to do that, to plan time alone. Another strategy is to spend time with nature, or practicing, like feeling grounded. She has an experience, you walk around barefoot. I'm not going to get into that now. But the concept of spending time in nature is really a wonderful thing. If you go even, people have experienced this. They go to the country with this beautiful scenery, or they go to Palisades Parkway over there, where you could watch certain period of the year in the fall time, the foliage turning colors and so on, which creates a calmness. Another one with an empath is to try to get as much sleep as you can. Take power naps, because empaths are vulnerable to absorbing stress and symptoms, for which they tire easily. They tire. That's why it's important to try to get enough sleep, yours truly included. It heals. It's actually very, very healing. It's provable. And to feel your best, you may need 8 hours, or at least 7 hours. Some people could live on 6, but it's very careful to work on sleep. It's famous, the Chafetz Chaim used to close this Beis Medrash. She said, tomorrow's another day. That's not, this idea that in the Mishlei they knock the lack of sleep. That's done if it's indulged, if it's there for just an escape, and so on and so forth. When an empath is doing it to calm themselves from the vibes that they're getting moment to moment, that is truly healing. Easing into the sleep, not rushing away, is extremely healthy. And allow yourself that healing, and allow yourself that sleep, and take care of yourself. Another eighth of an empath is stay away or take big breaks from being online. That's a good insight for everybody. People are inundated with their Facebook and their Instagram and the news feeds and so on and so forth, which tends to trigger our emotions, to remove the natural ability to fall asleep. So it's very, very important. Stay careful with the Gedarim online. I'm not even just talking about the negative things you could see online, which you need a filter or special Shmira. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about simply taking breaks from online to remove that tension in your brain, that automatic tension that comes. And Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue this in the upcoming Shir. Bracha, Hatzlacha.